I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project based on the idea that the stories of everyday people are the most important and interesting of all. At the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia in 2016, Kelvin Moore and his wife Shantae Moore remembered how their relationship grew as they got used to living together for the first time.
It was nice to have someone there that wasn't just like a roommate or a parent or something like that. So it was a little bit more personal, a little bit more intimate. But also at the same time, I kind of immediately noticed that some things, because I was a little bit particular about how I like things.
Oh, God,
like
yes.
You would do things that would kind of make me say, oh, well, you need to put that up. And I don't know what got over me, but I was like, why am I worried about that? Like you putting up your plates after you ate.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Do you remember the first time I asked you about hanging pictures on the wall?
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to put holes in the wall.
And I did not understand that.
I don't know.
I can remember thinking, I just want you to hang this picture frame or whatever. And I never had to see you do that. I do remember going to your apartment when we first met, and it was nothing on the walls.
Right. You know, there's a reason for that.
But it just was kind of very jail cell-ish, I guess. And I can remember saying, okay, well, let's hang some things on the wall. And it really stressed you. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I did not imagine that to be something that we had to negotiate about. And then you were so particular. Like, you have to get out the tape measure, and then you put this pencil behind your ear, and, like, you measure it from the bottom of the wall to the top of the wall.
Yeah.
And I can remember we went to Charlotte after that first little bout of, I want to hang something on the wall. I don't want to put holes in the wall. And you saying, 2 days later, because I also had to learn that your communication has a delay, 2 days later,
oh, it's not
and you
a
came
delay.
Back to
yeah.
me, and you said, I thought about it, and I'm sorry I made such a big deal about hanging stuff on the wall, and I want you to be comfortable here, too, and I can learn to get over it. And I really thought that was very thoughtful of you, because that was something that was a big deal, and I did not think that it would be a big deal.
I wasn't sure what I was thinking at the time, so yeah, I got over it.
I think that's the thing about you, even if it seems small to other people, when you believe something or don't agree with something, even when it aggravates me, you are going to stand on that thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes when it's against what I want, I hate it. But when it's for something that's important, maybe in the moment I can't see how important it is, but I thought about how, you know, we both knew we wanted to get married, but you were kind of unsure, and it kind of made me feel maybe insecure in a way that how can somebody say they love you and they want the same things you want, but maybe I felt like it wasn't on the time frame that I thought, and you were kind of like, I will know, I want to be sure, and it just sometimes it felt like a cop-out. And then we got engaged, and then we got married, and it felt like, oh my God, this is the most secure I have ever been. Because for somebody to choose to marry you, to know nobody could talk you into it, nobody could pressure you into it, that you made that decision and you made that commitment. I feel like it was the best wedding gift you could have ever given me, because you were sure, more sure of anything I've ever seen you be sure of. And I spent a year or two thinking, well, maybe you aren't sure. But then I guess because you didn't do it until you felt like God gave you the green light, it made me feel like I didn't understand it, but I can appreciate that you are convicted about something and you stand on it.
Shantae and Kelvin Moore at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia, produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more StoryCorps and Narrative interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.